Hey guys, how you doing? This is for the people with special needs parents. You know, I have a child that has autism. He's nonverbal. He's self-sufficient in other things. He's just nonverbal. How do you guys feel? Like, you know, I'm talking to the whole special needs parents out there that have kids that have special needs, that have autism, have other disability. How do you guys, like, feel about when police officers are not trained for this type of thing? When they go up to, God forbid, one of your child or somebody else that has a disability, has autism, and they just put them on the ground, they put their hands behind their back, and they'll just use physical force on them. I've seen videos about this all the time, and it's not like the kids can do anything about it. They get all nervous, they get all, you know, overwhelmed. And, you know, I feel like, when I seen a video about this, you know, this officer had this guy on the ground. And the guy had autism, and the guy was very nervous. You know, he didn't know what the hell was going on, because, you know, he was autistic. And the police officer was like, "Put your hands on your back." He said, "Why aren't you listening? Why are you doing this?" And so the neighbor had to tell him he has autism. And the police looked at all stupid. He didn't know what the hell, you know, what to do. And it's like, what? Wow, you know what I'm saying? Then you wonder, like, yo, how are these police officers trained? They're not trained properly to do this situation, during this situation. You know, God forbid, you know, let's say, you know, somebody, a guy has autism or a certain disability. Police gotta go, they gotta come out, they gotta do it, they gotta approach that person a certain way. You know what I'm saying? You just can't, they gotta be trained well for this, you know what I'm saying, for this type of situation, dealing with somebody with autism. You know, especially, you know, God forbid, if one of your kids or somebody, because people with autism, you know, their mindset is different than, you know, than others, than ours. Their mindset's like a, let's say that the 21-year-old kid, guy with autism, his mindset's like an 8-year-old or a teenager, you know what I'm saying? They don't know. Sometimes they don't know what fear is. They don't know. You know what I'm saying? So police officers got to be trained a certain way on dealing with kids with autism, you know, or dealing with people with autism, you know, like that man. You know, he had him on the ground. He used force on this guy. He had his face in the ground. And the guy was screaming, like, you know, he was overwhelmed. He don't know what's going on. You know, I feel like they need proper training for that, for people with autism. You know, they really do, because it's scary. You know, you need to understand. You know, and I feel like we need, like, certain type of stickers, stamps on our car, and say, "Hey, so to let people know you're stopping me, you know, I have a child that has autism," so that police can be aware of what's going on, like the situation. You know what I'm saying? So that when they approach you, when they stop somebody, they'll understand. Oh, okay, he has autism. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying all cops aren't trained. Some cops know. Cops would know. You know, when you see the person, oh, okay, he has a disability. He has autism. You know. So they'll approach that person a certain way and talk to him a certain way, but not all cops though. Not all cops will do that. Like I said, it's the training. I don't blame the cop. It's just that they're not trained for that situation. You know, I think law enforcement, police should get trained more about dealing with people with disabilities, how to approach them, how to address them, certain situations. I feel like that should be a part of the training. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like me going to somebody with a man that has autism. He's 20, in his 20s. And I asked him for his ID. Let me see your ID. And he's looking at me like, you know, like, he's not listening. And then what I'm going to think, I'm going to say, "Sir, you're not listening. I'm going to have to use proper force. Like, listen, sir." Like, you know, but little do I know, he has a disability. He has autism. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of police and officers are not like, they need to get trained for that. So I feel like they gotta do a little better job for that, and get more, you know, have an understanding more on autism, how it really is, or any other disability that's out there, man, that we all need to, that cops need to get trained more with. It's scary. You don't want your son in that situation, man, being detained. Cops are using probable force on them, and they're on the ground. They're scared, man. They don't know what's going on, man. It's just scary. It's a scary situation, you know. And it sucks that that guy had to go through that. You know, the police officer didn't know. So it's like, you know, I feel like the supervisors, the sergeant needs to treat. They need more training. They need to train their police officers more on the situation. Well, hey, let's see what happens.